Christ the story. 2. While working at Chrysler Corporation, located at 16 Mile Road in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights, my job was to keep items moving on a small assembly line. But in between jobs, I was working on a song about the new K-car that Chrysler was building. When others around me discovered that I was doing that, I became a laughingstock. The main reason why is because I was so engrossed in the songwriting process, I missed jobs on that line. Put your pencil down, brother. You ain't no writer. You're a factory worker. That was how I was teased by the guys, but I kept on doing what I was doing. After completing the song, I thought it was really cool. So after deep consideration, I made an appointment to speak with the plant manager, Der Roller, and was successful at getting it. Arriving at the scheduled time, not only was Manager Roller there, so was Mr. Forrest Farmer. I don't recall his position, but I know it was higher than Mr. Roller's plant manager position. To deviate a bit, sometime later, Mr. Farmer was the first one to donate to my nonprofit, and that was a major donation too. After that meeting, Mr. Roller set up a meeting with Lee Iacocca. That was very significant because Mr. Iacocca had been very well known in the automotive industry and was in upper management at Chrysler. He steered the development of the Ford Mustang and Pinto in the 1960s while at Ford Motor Company and served as president and CEO of Chrysler from 1978 and chairman from 1979. He retired in 1992. Back to the meeting with Iacocca. Here's how that played out. A car pulled up for me while I was on the job. All the naysayers were watching and thinking, whoa, he must be in trouble now. In fact, one of the foremen and stewards told me I was in trouble. I got in the car and was whisked away. The trip led to the main Chrysler office in Highland Park. It was not until I arrived